Oh, anticlimactic. Let's try that again.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Dear listener, welcome to The Arts Show. This is me, Jake Grudowski, your host as always here at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby at Simon Fraser University. That never gets not fun to say. Anywho, I'm back from Toronto. Thank you, first of all, to all of our lovely donors. I believe this includes my mom, Mr. Jamie Sesford, Mr. Randy from Mint Records, Mr. Duncan. And if you'd like to be added to that thank you list, the donations are always an option. You can always go to cjsf.ca/donate to drop some money in the bucket, in the hat, to keep us moving along. You know, it's not that we're in danger of shutting down due to lack of funds, but you know, a little extra dosh goes a long way. We can get some nice coffee. I'm just kidding. We can pay and do some cool honorariums and some cool projects with help like you from you. So again, if you're feeling generous still, you can still go to cjsf.ca/donate to make a donation to The Arts Show or your other show of choice. I won't take it personally. You know, all the money goes to the same place. You know, holla holla good dollar. Shout out Leslie from Typically Tuesdays for raising like $400. Pretty sick. Good job. And all the other people who have made some contributions via their show, and all the listeners like you who have chipped in what you could to keep us moving along. Thank you so much for everybody who helped out during the Fun Drive week. Yeah, what a journey. Thank you again so much. But yeah, this is The Art Show. We're gonna be talking about concerts and all that stuff in this fine, fair, fun, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver that takes place on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Quakequidlam. So keep that in mind as we have fun with all that stuff. So, with that in mind, we're going to take a quick little break. Oh, sorry, my hand's a little fractured.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians.
Sheesh.
While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you. Find support at liver.ca.
Dang, that was blunt.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and 1 in 5 will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Dang. Some blunt PSAs there. Yo, I jumped the gun here. One sec.
Canadian Cerebral Strike, award-winning neo-fascist knife fight. Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF.
All right. Yeah, Thursday. Back at it again. So yeah, I went to go to Toronto to go see my beautiful girlfriend. And I was so happy to see her. However, getting there was a lot of fun. Not fun. Very expensive because some poor bird got hit by a plane that as it was coming into YVR. So that plane got grounded. Did not have a fun time figuring that out. Nor did my wallet.
Sheesh.
But yeah, Toronto's cool. If you're going there, prepare to be stuck in traffic, baby. We love sticking in traffic. We got gridlock. Shorty, crawdy. We stuck here in the traffic. Anyways, but they had classical radio station on 24/7, so I was into that. So I'm not crazy about smooth jazz radio or classical music. I mean, yeah, I do love classical music, but it is. I mean, what if everybody listened to that during traffic? Do you think there'd be less road rage? Just having stuff like this blasting the background, just everyone just going crazy for Vivaldi. I don't know who this is right now, but like, can you just imagine? Like, everyone's got their windows open, the harpsichords are bouncing, the hammers be striking. Everyone's just like mellowing out in some nice Baroque. Gosh, what a world. What a life that would be. What a life. I want to dream of a world where we're all listening to classical music or smooth jazz in traffic. I digress. Let's tell you about some cool stuff happening around this fine pair of fantastic cities of Cupanger. Not Toronto, not the six. They can get bent. No, I'm kidding. Toronto's fine. Oh. Exciting. Exciting. Is this summer? I think this is summer, or is it winter? By Vivaldi. Anyways, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Anyways, square dancing matters. That's ten. Nope. That is. Nope. What? Yes. The 13th. That's today, Thursday, at the Wise Hall. It's square dancing night, and you can have a good time there. They have some cool things happening there. There'll be it's no experience needed. Your caller will teach you everything you need to know. Bring a partner. Find one there. You know, how smooth is it that, you know, how cute would that be if you met someone special and you just learned to dance and square dance together? How cute. Be part of that cute fantasy. Go square dancing or line dancing. Check out Slap Leather on Instagram. It's my friend Amelie. Shout out Amelie doing all the square dancing night. Yeah, this is winter. Yeah, this is winter. But we're in fall right now. Anyways, guess who hasn't been taking their medication the last few days? anyways, I'll check it out. It's square dancing at the Wise Hall tonight, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock on the other side of town, over at the Fox Cabaret on Main and 7th, you got the Stews. Not the Stew Jam. I miss the Stew Jam. Come back, Stew Jam. The Stews coming in from somewhere. Hashtag band to watch, according to this description. But yeah, they're playing over there. They will have, quote, electrifying sound, high energy vibes, killer riffs, and pure rock and roll passion. Metal, the throwing the horns hand emoji. Check it out. Fox Cabaret, the Stews. Tonight, Thursday night. Also, in the downtown, you have Otto Hart doing the thing with a special guest. Wow, who could have guessed? Yeah, that's 7 o'clock for that one there. And that's a thing. Those are some things that are happening. Also, more things are happening. More than you can possibly believe. Things are happening all the time, whether you like it or not. As Ramses the third on Instagram. Where are you, man? It's been 13 years since that video dropped. Did a review on Time. Time gets a 2 out of 5 on Choice, since it's always happening. Anyways, I digress. Teflon Spine is a lovely series of, you know, usually texture-based and soundscape sound artists there, and they're bringing a lovely selection of artists, such as Doom Ritual Bastard, Zell Cooper, Gonera. My handwriting is really bad because I have fractured my hand. Gunera, I believe, or Gunava, or and along with Gaff, G-A-F-F-E, doing their respective things. So yeah, we may check out some music here from Zelkoover, doing some electroacoustic experimental stuff. So we'll hear from that in the next little bit, maybe. Also in the mix at the mezzanine, I haven't figured out where this one is, but maybe you do. Jars, Sleepy Gonzalez, and the Lily Dippers doing their respective things over there at the mezzanine. If you know where that is, please text me 778-782-2573, or you can tell me about anything you want. 778-782-2573. Tell us what's on your mind. Tell us what shows you're checking out. Tell us what bands I'm missing. Telling the good people of Radio World, you, that is, what are people missing out on? Tell me. 778-782-2573. Text in. Or you can be so bold and call. Bring back call on call radio. Anyways, again, Jars, Sleepy Gonzalez, and Lily Dippers at the mezzanine Thursday night. Tonight. Over the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley of Aaron Walsh, Paloma Callo, great name, and Ezra Frankie doing their respective things again over there at the Astoria. Sorry, no, the Heatley, but just down, skip and hop from there at the Astoria, you have Coastal Shivers and Bring Me Flowers doing their respective things over there. So, very exciting. Busy strip of land. Busy strip of street there. Yes, sharing is caring. Thank you for reminding me. And then finally, up over at Take Your Time at 648 Kingsway, you have Morning Bun doing an album release. Man, I want a chasubao now. I'm hungry. Where is the chasubao station here at SFU? Why don't we have Chinese buns? They are amazing. Any keen entrepreneurs want to bring up chasubaos and other pina coco buns up here to the station? Believe me, you'd have a market. Trust me. Sell Chinese buns up here. They're awesome. Yeah, I got a good stack of those. Anyways, Morning Bun, doing with Clara Sanchez and Ali Dean, doing their respective things over at 648 Kingsway, but known as Take Your Time, 648 Kingsway. So yeah, we're gonna get into some music here. We're gonna kick it off with not quite Paloma Callo, but featuring Paloma Callo, because I can't find music of their own. This is Dreaming of Morning by Blake Lee Love from Ottawa, the capital of this country, with featuring Paloma Callo. So check it out. Hardcore. They love it. You can just play so much of it in 1 hour. That was Para. They are coming in from Calgary. They are playing at the Rickshaw tonight for like the hugest bill of this month, if I do dare so say. Dare so, say so. There we go. Yeah, they're playing with juggernauts of the scene right now and super nice people. Piss! With Emma Goldman, Cherry Pick, and Sundress. Of course, Para, the aforementioned band we just played again, coming in from Calgary. Cowtown representation. This is like a gigabill for hardcore and hardcore adjacent. So if you aren't already going to this, where the heck you at? Where you at? No, I'm kidding. Do whatever you like. There's lots to see. The scene is wonderful. There's so much awesome music here in this community, in this little beautiful armpit of Canada. This expensive hellhole that we love to fight in. Oh my god. We be scrapping. What's up with that? Why are we always fighting? Why can't we get along? Why is working together not the jam? Yeah, huge bill. Low tickets alert. You get a $15, maybe a little more at the door. 19 plus, unfortunately, Young Guns. So not just come to Redgate next time. Just bug these people to play Redgate. They will do it. Or anywhere. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. Again, Piss, Emma Goldman, Cherry Pick, Para, and Sundress. You heard that song we played from Para. That song is called Girl Gang from the self-titled album. And I need to remember to turn the sound off on my phone, because it is bothering me. Ow, my hand. Oh. I'm going to have to, you know... What was the phrase that Buck65 said? I would give my left hand to be ambidextrous. Buddy, that's all I got. I got my left hand. That's all I got left. I have been humbled once again by an injury. Last time was fracturing my toe and not being able to walk good. Now I'm one-handed, mostly, except for holding and some gentle grabbing. I feel like the Canada arm in space, just like kind of... Just three fingers, maybe. No, my hand is plump and bruised. Woe is me. Anyways, we're running out. Let's keep this truck moving. Time waits for nobody. Friday night, baby. Let's talk about Friday night. Hello, Friday night listeners. Listening at 8 o'clock. Hello, my lovely listeners in the future. I hope you're doing well. Gin Mill Ramblers doing the thing.
over at the Wise Hall. Quote, irreverent mix of hot, greasy jazz and dirty, dirty blues. Who knows what else? Maybe some country and bluegrass just for fun. Ellipses, end quote. So if that sounds like your kind of night, by all means, please go to the Gin Mill Ramblers at the Wise Hall and Lounge. Get dirty and greasy, but remember, much like a Guar show, you have to wear white so people know you went if you got dirty and greasy at a Gin Mill Ramblers show. That's the thing, right? People are just adopting that concept all over. Yeah, sure, why not? Neko Case is playing yesterday, also known as today, Thursday. Okay, keeping it going here. Wameki, they came to Vancouver a while back as part of, I believe, Next Music from Tokyo, but don't quote me on it, and they had a blast. So they're back. This bombastic, insane band from Tokyo, crawling all over everything and hanging off whatever they can off in the ceiling. Wameki, if you're listening, please do not hang off the rafters and the ventilation ducts. You will have a bad time. I'm telling you now. They're playing. I believe they have a show in the Valley. But they're playing a show. It's Friday night with Blimp, Heterosexuals, and the long-awaited return from Toronto. We return humbly now to the Tone Zone with Tommy Tone. Stoked that Tommy Tone's back in town. Super nice dude. Really weird music. Love the guy. Love the music. Be part of this insane musical conglomeration of minds with the Wameki, Blimp, Tommy Tone, and the Heterosexuals. It's all coming to a word that means... It's all coming to a head, that's the word, at the Red Gate Friday night. Be there. Over at Green Auto, Silent Mass with Bloom Effect, along with the Versions and Lahaine doing their respective things. Should be pretty cool. Silent Mass coming in from New York, Brooklyn. To all the bands formatting their Bandcamp pages, please stop putting lightly colored font that blends into your background. It's really annoying. I can't read it. I don't want to have to highlight everything to read everything. What is your point? Why are you making this more difficult? User interface. But okay, be esoteric and mysterious. That's fine. Anyways, we'll hear some music from Silent Mass the next little bit here. Up over at Take Your Time, we have the Chimera with Jay and Weary, Blushing Blue, Pink Jasper, Ghost Teeth, and Lauren K. All doing their respective things up over there at Take Your Time, which is at 648 Kingsway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very nice. Aisanabi coming in to play at the Pearl with, you guessed it, special guests. This Friday as well. 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Doors? No, yeah, doors at 7. I'm not going to a concert at 4 unless it's like this. Like, how mellow a happy hour was that, you know? Can we just like replace all like sports club bar, like butt rock music with harp? I think we'd all be happier as a society if we had a lot more soothing music in our atmosphere. Again, going back to my idea of everyone blasting Vivaldi stuck in traffic, a chorus of car radios blasting Baroque pop and Baroque music and harp and like, I don't know, Clair de Lune? That'd be tight. Can you imagine it? This is my dream. A city harmonized in music, blasting serene sounds supersonically across town in an instant. What a beautiful dream. What a beautiful concept. We need more harpists out there. If you're a budding musician and you're wondering what instrument to play and you have a ton of patience and or money, please become a harpist. They are delightful. I will automatically love you.
if you're a harpist. But I don't mean to harp on all the other artists.
I mean, I do love me some oboe, some French horn, some cello. Shout out Peggy Lee, banging the crap out of her cello. That poor thing. Crazy stuff. Love me it. So yeah, lots of cool stuff happening this Friday. What else we got going on? The Fomites playing out at Bully's. Yeah, 67 6th Street with Dusty Pines and Dead Streets over there at Bully's. Quote, so many bands, so few dollars. I guess inflation's a, you know, I've talked about this inflation too much. Pizza in a pop used to be $5. Now it's like 10. What a horrible future. No, we got cool. There is cool things there. The internet's a wonderful place and a terrible place. And I always remember, well, the internet's how we got Homestar Runner. So it can't be all that bad. Anyways, Fomites coming in.